ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, Text 20, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Ativa Bhartur Vrata Dharma Nishtaya.
Ativa Bhartur Vrata Dharma Nishtaya.
Susrushaya Charsha Deha Yatraya.
Susrushaya Charsha Deha Yatraya.
Na vinda tarting parikarshita pisa. Prayaskara sparshana mana nirvritihi. Shashva Prabhu, maybe if you have some comment you could say it at the end. Yeah. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the story of the Supreme Lord and his incarnations and his great devotees. These stories of the great devotees are given so that we can follow in their footsteps and become great devotees like them. The lives of the great devotees are set within the Vedic culture. The Vedic culture is a way of life that is meant to help everyone advance in spiritual life by their daily activities. Culture means the way of life of a people. And that is based upon the values that society has, which is based upon the underlying the philosophical basis. Now, in the Vedic culture, the philosophical basis is coming from the Shastra, from which it is understood that we are not the body. We are eternal spirit soul. We have got this human form of life after many, many births. Therefore, this human life should not be used simply for collecting food and enjoying sense gratification as the animals do. Tapo divyam putrika yena sattvam shudhyat brahmasokyam tvanantam. This human life should be engaged in austerities so that we can attain to the eternal position of transcendental bliss. The modern society doesn't have such a basis at all, because they are ignorant of the real value of life. Therefore, they must live like animals. They have no choice. When human society loses its philosophical, spiritual basis, then what is left? Only acting for sense gratification. In the famous words of the great Russian sage, Professor Kotovsky, when the body is finished, everything is finished. And Prabhupada, he would often quote this. Can you all try to sit like this? See, these are all points of Vedic culture and behavior. It's all meant for helping us to advance in spirit. So Prabhupada would often quote this vakya, this saying of Professor Kotovsky, as an example of how ignorant modern society is. Okay. Prabhupada would often comment that even an uneducated farmer in India knows that I'm not the body. I'm in this present situation because of my karma. I must act in such a way in this life that I may become purified and make some spiritual advancement. But even a greatly learned person of the Western world, he doesn't know the first principle of spiritual life. If you think that when the body is finished, everything is finished, then what will be your philosophy? Eat, sleep, drink, be merry, and enjoy. For tomorrow, we shall all be dead. Sleep, drink. Drink means drink alcohol. When we say in English, I'm going for a drink, it doesn't mean water. In Russian also, I'm going to drink. Mm-hmm. Actually, one devotee in Serbia told me that his grandfather, for the last 50 years, he never drank anything except wine. Perpetual alcoholic. So drink, be merry. Be merry. Mm-hmm. Merry means happiness. Be merry. But it specifically means the kind of foolish happiness you get from being drunk. And enjoy, for tomorrow we shall all be dead. You only have a short time. Enjoy while you can. So the modern society is very much based upon this. Squeeze as much sense gratification into your life as you can. Unfortunately, we don't find that people are becoming happy. Although society is based on comfort and convenience, people are miserable. In Russia, people are thinking, let me go to America, because everyone's happy in America. We saw on the TV, everyone has lots of money and big, nice homes and cars and nice, everyone's good looking. So let me go to America and I will enjoy and be happy. It's a bluff. It's not that what you see on the cinema is opposite to Bhagavad Gita, where in the Gita, Krishna says, this material world is miserable. So America has done its best to prove Krishna wrong, but they are wrong. There are so many problems. Suicide, depression, divorce. They don't even think that divorce is a problem. It's just normal. Yeah. And homosexuality, in many states in America, if you say anything against homosexuality, you can be taken to court. Because you have to be, it's democracy. You have to be fair to everyone. Anyway, that's a big subject, the degradation of America. They are very anxious to export this all over the world. Russia needs McDonald's and Coca-Cola. Then they can be civilized. We'll have cultural exchange with Russia. Yeah. We'll send you hamburgers and Coca-Cola and you send us vodka. Our Vedic culture is different. Austerity is promoting austerity. When we recommend this, people become shocked. When we tell that we have our children rise early in the morning and take a shower, they become shocked. When we tell that we don't watch television, then they become really shocked. How you are depriving your children. They can't watch all those rapes and murders, and sports and advertisements for cigarettes and alcohol. I mean, how can they live a normal life without watching TV? So it's not surprising if people in the modern age misunderstand. Now, here's a point which is very controversial. Nari dharma, or stri dharma, the activities of women in Vedic culture, how women should be subservient to men. Preaching this is not going to make our movement very popular, especially in America. In fact, when Prabhupada was saying this, there were so many women reporters who came to him and attacked Prabhupada verbally. Just the other day, I was watching one video. There was some, Prabhupada was being interviewed at one airport press conference. So one lady reporter asked Prabhupada that, do you believe that women should be subservient to men? Prabhupada said, well, do you believe that? He said, no, of course not. And Prabhupada said, it's not a question of belief. It is a fact. Whether you like it or not. He gave the example that women, they like to dress up to attract a man. That Prabhupada often gave this example, Purush Prakriti. Purush means male or enjoyer. Prakriti means female or enjoyed. So Prabhupada gave the example, this example from the sexual act, that the man enjoys the woman, and in this way, the woman enjoys herself. But she can only do so by being subservient to the man. A lot of protest against this. Our own movement, the feminist wing. Some of them want that Prabhupada's book should be edited because they think that Prabhupada was out of touch with the modern age and that if we preach like this, that women won't like it. As Prabhupada points out in one Bhagavad Gita purport, in the modern age, people are advocating that women and men should be equal in all respects. Prabhupada points out that women have the social condition of women has not improved because of this, nor is the moral condition of women at the present time very good. Prabhupada mentions this in one verse in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which describes the demoniac attitude. Those who are demoniac don't know what should be done and what should not be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Krishna summarizes this chapter by explaining that what should be done and what should not be done should be understood according to Shastra. Tasmach Shastram Pramanoktam Karya Karyam Vivastito Gyatva Shastram Vidhanokto Karya Karyam Viharhasi. Krishna says that knowing what are the laws of Shastra, what to do, what not to do, one should act and live in this world. Before this, he states, Yashastra Vidimutsrija Vartate Kamakarataha If we don't act according to the Shastra, if you act according to your own mental speculation, then you can achieve neither happiness, nor peace, nor the Supreme. Now, there are many ideas in modern society. There are many different philosophies about how we should live our lives. There was Marx's philosophy, and there are so many different brands of social philosophy. It's becoming very prominent in the modern world is this feminist philosophy.
Yeah.
Or as Prabhupada used to say, all these so-called philosophies, without reference to Shastra, they're all philosophies. Translate that into Russian. Because people don't know what is the purpose of life. They try to adjust in so many different ways. They perceive that the goal of life is to live happily in this world. So it has been perceived that women are not being treated fairly. They're exploited. They have to bear all these children and they have to do what the husband says. What do they get out of it? So we should make men and women equal in all respect. Prabhupada pointed out that's not possible. A woman bears the child, then she has to look after the child. So, therefore, the man has to protect her and look after her. This, I was saying, Prabhupada was speaking about this in this verse, Pravritim cha nivritim cha. Actually, in this verse, there's nothing about the position of women or any such thing. But Prabhupada, he takes this verse and gives the example of a demoniac way of thinking. He says that according to Manu Sanghita, women should never be given independence at any time. Some of our devotees have written some articles written on this on the internet. And then, But then others, the feminist branch of our movement, are saying, don't post that. No, how can we preach if we say this? That women are supposed to be protected in their childhood by their father. And as Prabhupada says here, they should be trained how to be a chaste wife. How is that training? By seeing the elderly women, they train them grandmothers. As Jayadvaita Swami sometimes says, that what we're missing in our movement is grandmothers. Everyone needs a grandmother to go to and tell all, and the grandmother will, okay. So the young girls are trained up by hearing the stories, of, as we see in the previous verse, Sita, Gandhari. In this verse, the behavior of Archi as a chaste lady is being described. Prabhupada mentions in the purport, Vishnu Priya Devi. So young girls would hear this and they would grow up. Another thing which has changed in the modern society, but which is part of traditional society, especially in India, girls would be young, married very young before puberty. And they would start bearing children as soon as possible. Then when the husband accepts sannyas, or when he dies, because men usually die before women, which is another reason, usually there'd be at least a 10-year gap between the husband and the wife. There are other reasons for that also. So then the wife would live a life of the widow, the wife of a sannyasi, one who takes sannyas, she's also considered a widow. She would live at home a very austere life, help look after the young children, and to help look after the daughters in the home also. So Prabhupada writes that now these things, they're not any more current in society. And therefore he says that the marriage institution is practically, I can't remember exactly the words. What does he say? Forgotten. It's a dream. It's just not there. So we hear people talking about my father and his wife. Not my father and mother, but my father and his wife. In other words, the mother already married someone else and he also married someone else. People think, get married and, well, if you don't like it, try again. This is demoniac. The Vedic culture teaches responsibility, duty, in not only in family life, in every status of life. Get married and you stay married until you're old. Women may have their so-called independence, but they don't have steady husbands. They're always in anxiety. Husband's thinking, maybe my wife will run away from me, and the wife is thinking, maybe my husband will run away. It causes so much pain. Illicit sex.
It causes
a lot of pain. See, now it's big news all over the world that President Clinton's sexual promiscuity has become publicly revealed. Who suffers most from this? Clinton's afraid of losing his post, but his wife and daughter are suffering more. How much pain there must be. The Vedic culture teaches that, yes, some sense gratification is allowed in married life, but control, a sense of honor.
Это чувство чести должно.
Duty, responsibility. Hear such words nowadays. Nowadays, if you can get money by cheating, lying, stealing, you enjoy, then that is considered successful. But the Vedic culture is that some sense gratification is allowed in married life, but that's not the main purpose. That husband and wife live together for the sake of spiritual realization, to help each other. And they train the children also in that way. And when the children get older, they take up a life of austerity, as described here. Or even within the Grihastha ashram, there are so many austerities also. Even today in India, you'll find many people who, they fast on Ekadashi Grihasthas. Not ISKCON devotees, but so many. And many people follow different kinds of austerities for the sake of spiritual realization. So Prabhupada wanted to bring in this culture because it's very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness if in a demoniac culture. It's very difficult to live a happy and stable life unless we have the proper way, culture and way of life in order. I have personally seen and am seeing in India that even though the culture is so much fallen from the original standard, those who follow the original Vedic culture, their devotees, very happy life actually, relatively.
Я лично наблюдаю это в Индии, что хотя культура она сильно уже деградировала, но те люди, которые следуют основным культурным ценностям, они преданы Господу, они так или иначе счастливы.
Mahamantra Prabhu was telling us yesterday about one family he had used to visit in Bangalore, South India. The old father, he was more than 90 years old and blind, but he would be present while his son was performing the puja, the daily puja. If there was any mistake in the pronunciation, he would immediately correct the son. So like this, you'll find so many nice families. Yeah. They don't throw the old parents that, oh, now you're just a burden. Get out of here. Honor the elderly parent and take all trouble to look after them. Yeah. Now in India, you'll find that many times they get married and the wife says, I'm not going to look after your old parents. Send them off to an old age home. It's a new thing in India now, old age home. Anyway, this is a very big subject. There's a lot to say. Many of these points I've discussed in this last book I made, that glimpses of traditional Indian life. And there's much more to discuss also. But one thing we have to understand is that Prabhupada wanted to reintroduce this Vedic culture for the upliftment of the whole society. Very difficult, no doubt, because we are trained in a different way. And the society in which we live functions in a different way. Actually, Prabhupada wanted to make these farm communities where we can have our own economy, our own culture. But anyway, there are some basic principles by which people can live happily. One is that the wife should be subservient to her husband, and the husband should be, as it's mentioned here, an ideal grihastha. Anyway, our time is up, so I'll finish here. So we could speak for many hours about this. It's an important, very important subject. The most important subject is how to develop our dormant love for Krishna. But considering that we're now such a long way from love of Krishna, the ways and means to develop that and the way we should live our life as we attempt to develop that, that should be understood and implemented in our life. Question? One question. You can read it out in...
We see that in these contemples, in one hand, it is stated that a woman should serve men, but from the other,
not the from other hand, not the Brahmacharya. Read it out in Russian. As I was saying, this is a very big subject. Yeah, that, I'm glad that this point was brought up. Yeah. Maybe quite often. Now, our ashrams, they are unusual according to the Vedic norm. We have brahmacharis and brahmacharinis, but you won't find any such thing, any word, brahmacharini. There's no such thing. Women, they live with their parents and then they're married young and that's it. They're not supposed to study in the Gurukul or any such thing. Brahmacharis also, by Vedic standards, where is that brahmachari? As Prabhupada said once, that you are not brahmacharis, you are bachelor daddies. Daddy means father. So... But Prabhupada, he saw that if women are going to take to Krishna consciousness in the Western countries, then we have to give them shelter in our temples, because at home, where is the point? It's very difficult. So these are some of the social difficulties that we have to work through. In many ways, we all have to sacrifice being the first generations of devotees in the Western world. It's very difficult to be an ideal grihastha in the modern world. It's very difficult to be an ideal brahmachari. It's very difficult. Women, there's no concept of protection in the Western world. So in many ways, we have to be patient, but at the same time, we have to see, we have to work, take steps to work towards the wanted goal. At the same time, realizing that we do have the great gift of Krishna consciousness and chanting the holy names, which on the platform of eternality far more than compensates for the difficulties of living in a society that's trying to practice a culture that we really don't have much idea about. It's another thing we were discussing, how he was telling me how Niranjan Maharaj here is very concerned for the position of the women devotees in Russia. So, you see what are the difficulties? Maybe you could summarize them and write them down and present them to Maharaj. And then we can see how to work through these problems and improve the situation. But it is going to be difficult because we don't have that education. We don't have that culture. We're trying to instill that. And there are so many social discrepancies in the lives of our devotees. And women being the weaker sex, they tend to suffer more. You find so many women joining, they have children, their husband divorced them. Or you find cases they join the movement and in their youth, they dedicate their lives. And when they get older, then the temples don't want to look after them. No one wants to marry them because they're already so old. There's so many problems. Actually, all the women, at least those who are young, they should be married. Finding suitable husbands is also not so easy. It's with proper understanding of what is grihastha life is not very common. So these are certain social difficulties that our movement is facing. Seeing all these things, my approach is to write books which at least can give some information of what the proper standard should be. So one of the books on my agenda that has to be written is Family Life in Krishna Consciousness. It's going to be a big book, probably the most difficult book. Family life is full of difficulties. It's not just something that Prabhupada's writing in his book. It's a fact. But there are guidelines which we can follow so that we can live relatively peacefully in this miserable world and cultivate Krishna consciousness. Jai Hare Krishna. Have faith in Krishna. Krishna is our greatest best friend. Krishna will never let us down. Hare Krishna. Hare.